Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, thank you for this great blessing that you have given to us today. Thank you for peace in our nation. We ask for your healing. Let's all pray for Nigeria, everybody. Let's pray for Nigeria. Lift your hands and let's speak a word of prayer for Nigeria. What is going on there, that God should stabilize the nation and have mercy on Nigeria. My God, Father, Sandolama Shandeleveke Baradala Baba. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this great nation, Nigeria. Have mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. I am sharing this morning on the art of leadership. Right, and I realized that one of the reasons why people do not become leaders, and they don't even think they need to have a book like this, The Art of Leadership, is because they think they are not leading anybody. I just work in the bank. I'm not a leader of anybody. I'm not a leader in the church. I'm not a leader of anywhere. But I have news for you today from Proverbs chapter 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, verse 1, the son of David, the king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Everybody say the Proverbs of Solomon. Why do we have these Proverbs? The reason is to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Amen. Why do we have these Proverbs? Verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. This is also the reason why we have these Proverbs. And what's the next reason why we have these Proverbs? To give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Now everybody say discretion. Now what is discretion? When somebody says, I'm going to use my own discretion. I'm going to use my own discretion. I'm going to give to whoever I want to give. I will give it. What it means is that he's going to use his own decisions. He's going to decide what he's going to do. Now, discretion in the dictionary means the power to act according to one's own judgment or choice. All right? The right and the power to act according to your own judgment. Now, when does your own judgment come into play? Your own judgment comes into play when you are driving a car. Somebody driving a car says, I'm deciding to overtake. I decide I will not overtake. I decide I'll drive at 80, 100, 120, 150, 200. One day I was sitting in a car, in a Pajero. A soldier was driving me. And he was coming from Takoradi to Accra, and his judgment was that we should be in Accra not more than 2 hours. 2 hours. And we left Takoradi at 1 p.m. We were in Accra at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 hours exactly. And we almost died many, many times on the way. Do you understand? I tell you. So you see, that is his own judgment. So once I've joined myself to his car, do you understand? I've joined myself to his decisions and his way of doing things. Do you get what I'm saying? I particularly remember one articulator that we were overtaking like this. We're driving at 200 kilometers, 180, 200. These are the speed that we were moving. 180, 140, then we are going slowly. Hey! It was not a small journey. So, but that is his decision, his way. You get it? And your judgment, I used to drive much faster than I drive now. So I had an accident. And then my judgment changed. Before, if I'm driving to Takoradi, you cannot overtake me. Only two cars could overtake me. BMW, new BMW, or a new Golf. Apart from these two cars, no one can pass me. In those days. But after I somersaulted a number of times and almost died on the Tamale Road, my way of thinking about the time, when I analyzed the time, I said, look, the city you are going to is not going anywhere. It will be waiting. It has not changed its mind. The town you are going to will always be there. So don't rush. Do you get it? So you see somebody's way of thinking in the way he drives. Number two, you see the person's way of thinking in the way the courses the person does in school. Do you get it? Sometimes somebody says, I want to do hairdressing because it takes only 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, I finish all my school. And I'm free forever. You don't know that you are going to sweat forever. So somebody else will do a course. So I say, I don't want to do medicine because it's too long. 7 years. Oh, I'm just going to do a diploma in philosophy. Diploma in English. Diploma in whatever. But not knowing that the person who is doing medicine for 7 years, when he finishes, he has a job. But when you finish your diploma, you realize you need a degree, you need a master's, you need this. So it's going to more things. So it's seen in the courses you do in school. Number three is seen in the job that you do, that you decide to do. Look at the doctors who have been standing for elections. We have in Ghana so many doctors stand for elections, and so many lawyers stand for elections instead of concentrating on their medical practice. They have given themselves to politics. Examples. Give me six examples. I said, give me six examples. Number one, Dr. Mahama. Number two, Dr. Adokufo. Number three, Professor Akosa. Number four, Dr. Arthur Kennedy. Number five, Dr. Frimpong, but a heart surgeon. He said he's going to be the leader of Ghana. Number six. Is it finished? Dr. Ashiagbo. Mencia. I can't hear you. MP for Mencia. Okay. But we have a lot of... Then we have a lot of lawyers. Instead of going to court to solve so many cases, they are all doing politics. Example. Now give me six examples. Number one, Akufo-Addo. Number two, Professor Atta Mills. Instead of concentrating on the lecturing. Number three, J. Akufo. Number four, every day lawyers are doing politics instead of concentrating on going to court. So, but it's their decision. You understand how their lives will be. That's why President Mills is the president of Ghana. Because he was a nice lecturer in the university, and they came to call him to be a vice president. And he took a decision to lead himself. He accepted and he went. Today he's a president. We saw him at Dansoman doing campaign. He was working house to house in those days. So if he's the president today, it is his decision. He has led himself, his life. He has been a president of Ghana before. If nothing prior, he has been 4 years It's our president. You, what are you? You are nothing. Is it not fantastic? Then it also shows up in when you are choosing your partner. Sometimes people are surprised when somebody goes to marry. Say, hey, is this the girl you are bringing to the house? What? What a shock. They say, wow, what a girl. What are you looking at? So the thighs are very big. The thighs. The buttocks is very wide. Hey, pastor, this is what I like. She's tough. She's tough. Foolish. Later on, do not be complaining. Because you are looking at thighs. You see, the Bible says that a beautiful woman who does not have discretion is like a pig with a ring in the nose. So when you are going to marry her, you see the beauty, which is the ring. So you get the ring, and afterwards you'll be with the pig. Hey! And it is not easy. You got the ring, and then you live with the pig. What? It's not a small thing. Hallelujah. So you got to choose, you know. When Bishop Saki's wife died, he chose. First of all, he chose when to marry. He said, I'm going to marry now. Now. There were people in the people who said, what? Why should he marry now? He must show respect to his first wife to show that she's difficult to replace. It's difficult that it takes so many years to replace her. Wow. That's your way of thinking. You get it? But his decision making guidance of his life, as he's living his life, said, I will do it now. You have to show her that she's difficult to replace her. You have to suffer. So if he had been here, then suddenly he brings a child, say, oh, this is a Gertrude. I've brought forth with Gertrude. Then you would have said, you should have married earlier. You see, we don't want all these things. Some of you brothers, instead of marrying girlfriend after girlfriend after sleeping, having sex all the time. Are not married. Somebody's sperms are inside you. Huh? Hey! See, a nice brother like you say you are doing masters. You see, my father-in-law, he was very wise. He said, when a good man wants to marry you, he wants to marry you now. Those who say, in 5 years, when I finish my masters and this and finish my trade, then I'll marry you. Watch those guys carefully. The good guys, they want it now. They are not going to change their mind. 5 years, he has changed his mind. Do you know how many more beautiful girls they are more beautiful than you? With a bigger buntos than yours? He said, I'm going to wait for 5 years. Do you know how many people he's going to see in 5 years? You are joking. What a shock. It shows in independence, national independence. Every country that becomes... Look, Ghana is not the only country that has been independent. America gained independence from England. Ghana and America, we both gained independence from England. But after independence, you see the ability to lead yourself, to form a parliament, to do things, to do the right things. It's not only African countries which got independence. Singapore got independence. In America itself is the best example of a country which gained and fought for independence with a war. They said, we do not want to be ruled by British people. Simple and short. And they fought and they separated themselves. And they led themselves. And they have demonstrated their ability to lead themselves. So brothers and sisters, leadership is very, very important for your life. And after 55 years, All we want to say is that if you say you are leading us, bring us a road. We don't have to drive on red sand in Ghana again. We don't have to sell cars by the roadside. That's what's called the traffic. From here to here, 10 minutes, we don't have to sit 4 hours. Ah! 4 hours. People, we cannot move in Accra anymore. Unless after midnight. And we cannot come to work at 1 a.m. We have to... Traffic! You see children in, from here to here. Everybody is tired in Accra. Because of traffic. From here to Malam Junction, it's not more than 10 minutes maximum. 15, 12 minutes journey. But from here to Malam, even on Sunday, it can take you 4 hours. You leave here now, you get there at 6 o'clock. But the politicians, when they are coming, pini, 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 then they will change to the oncoming lane. They will move to the traffic that is coming. Whilst we are all here, 6 in a line, waiting, they will move to this side and be facing the oncoming. Pow, 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 pow. Then you see Land Cruisers with dark windows. We don't know who is inside. Hey! Are you not a Ghanaian? Are you not seeing all these things in Ghana? So how can they ever know that there is traffic in Ghana? The day one of them will sit in the traffic, they will say, no, it is not possible. Okay. So we need to study. If it's, you don't bother about the nation in that sense. We are bothering about the nation, you know, but we have to think of yourself. Yeah, how is your life? Eh? Beautiful girl like you. So many people want to marry you, but you don't have how to say yes to the right person. Every day you are laughing at them. Why? One day, there was a certain sister, very beautiful. Hey! A lot of brothers wanted to marry her. When they write to her, said,
dear sister,
this is SU brothers.
Dear sister, thanks be to God which always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus our Lord. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ. When I saw you, I knew that Philippians 4:19 has been fulfilled this day in this scripture. I call to memory the scriptures in Matthew where it said this scripture is fulfilled in your ears this day. I knew that this scripture has been fulfilled in my ears. Also in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. And I feel that something between us is working together for good.
Hey, a Christian brother is writing a letter with scriptures. This is Christian love with scriptures. Love is such a beautiful thing.
And finally, my darling, I want to extend my hand and invitation to you because all throughout the Bible, Jesus says, come. And I want to say to you, come this day to me. Come unto me, my darling. Because I feel in me, no one can come to you except the Father draw him. And I feel God is drawing something in me towards you. Cursed be he that addeth or taketh away from my words. With all my agape love, I write this letter. From your darling Jojo.
Hey! This is what we call born again love. Born again love. And this sister, when she received this letter, she'll come and show to the other sisters. Look at what somebody... She was laughing. She laughed at all the brothers and all the brothers got finished. Have you seen when we are going on the Kumasi road, you see that the petrol station, there's one at Adenta, there's one here at Chimota, then you reach the place, all the petrol stations are finished. That's what happened to her. All the filling stations got finished. Now she was hand pumped. It's So later she saw the hand pump and she said, I want one of the hand pump. So you see, at a certain stage of your life, you need discretion, like judgment, the ability to judge and lead yourself. Don't forget about the government, yourself, your own life. Your own life. Somebody comes to marry you, he's waving car key. You'll be looking at the key to see whether BMW sign is on the key holder. This is what you are looking at. Obviously, you cannot choose right. So in the art of leadership, in chapter 14, we have a very powerful set of keys that I want to share with you today. And that is the key of concentration this year. As you lead yourself, I want you to use the key of concentration on God's work and concentrate on whatever it is that is your vision. You know, concentration. So 16 things that every leader, please, all that I'm sharing is already in my book. You can get a copy of it as a good leader. 16 things, concentration, concentrate. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And if you like, we can read from verse 12. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Are you with me? And I want you to listen carefully because this is a very important subject. Amen. Verse 12. It says, this is Paul. He says, not as though I had already attained. Everybody say, concentration. Say, concentration. To concentrate, to focus on one thing. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Paul said, I'm not perfect though. I don't think I'm perfect. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend. You see, apprehend is an old word, which means if I can lay hold on something. If I can apprehend. When they say a thief has been apprehended, it means he's been caught. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? I'm reading from the King James Bible. I need you to be with me. We are reading the Bible. It says, not as though I have already attained. I'm not perfect. Neither am I perfect, but I am following after. If I can lay hold, this year you are going to lay hold on whatever vision God has given to you to put in your heart. Amen. If I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. In other words, the reason why Christ caught me, okay, if I can catch the thing which Jesus Christ caught me so that I will catch it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So Christ caught me so that I will catch something. And that's why Christ saved me. So that I will also win souls. That's what I'm doing. And I'm focusing on it. Amen. Verse 13. Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended. In other words, I don't think of myself as somebody who has achieved. But this 17 things I do. Read your Bible carefully. These 17 things I do. These 58 things I do. These 3 things I do. This how many things I do. Everybody say one thing. One thing. One thing. It says this one thing I do. It's one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Now, Paul had understood the importance of focusing and concentrating on one thing. Many of us do not do well because there are many things we are doing. For instance, even people belong to 2 churches. Or a church, a fellowship, a prayer group, another ministry. And that is why you don't do well in any of them. Because you don't understand the principle of concentration. Since I joined Lighthouse, I have been totally committed to Lighthouse myself. I have one thing that I'm doing. I don't have 2 things that I'm doing. I'm in one church, one ministry. I have always had one thing that I'm doing. And doing one thing is very important. You see, I'm going to give you all the 16 points, but I want you to notice, whenever people are doing different little things, a bit here, they don't realize how much strength they are dissipating. When I was in school, in university, I went to the fellowship. We had UCF, University Christian Fellowship. We had Legon Pentecostal Union. We had other groups. I started a group on campus called Calvary Road Incorporated. And I did one thing. I was belonging to that group only. Just one thing, not two, not three. I was not in Calvary Road, UCF, Methodist Presby Church. I was in one thing, Calvary Road. And I built that group is still a functioning group on campus. It's called Harvest Chapel today. One thing. Because I'm a medical student, I can't do many spiritual things. You see, and when you give yourself to one thing, you imagine, as a student, I went to school, I founded a group which is still there. I went to university 30 years ago. The group I started when I put my foot on Legon University of Ghana campus is there today. It's still there. There are many of us, because your energy is not in one thing, you can't even see the effect of your energy. If your energy was to be in the church, we will soon feel your presence in the church. But your energy is in the church, it's in a fellowship, it's in a prayer group, it's even in another church. It's another church in another country. Part of your tithe is here, part of your tithe is there. Some money is here, something is there. You do this a bit, you commit part of your money, effort here, bit to this, bit of politics, bit of Kwehu old boys, Kwehu old girls, association, bit of here. Everything, you are in thousand, I said, you are in nooks, you are in this, you are, I don't know, what are the groups you, everything, you are in everything. That's why, even you can be in a church, nobody even knows. If you die, you see, everybody should imagine his funeral. Imagine your funeral. What would be said? If I was officiating your funeral, what would I say about you? You can even prepare up. What you think is what will be said. Yeah. One day somebody came and asked me, will you not write a tribute? I said, I don't have any tribute to write for this person. Oh, but you are writing, you wrote tribute for this. I can't write things I don't believe. And I don't think. I can't write lies, imaginary things that are not real. Because for some of you, all we have to say is that he was
in the church. He was in the church. That's all.
There is nothing else to you. But there are people, you will have tribute upon tribute upon tribute. You can't finish, even you have to cut the service short because you have too many things to say about this person. Yes. But once your energies are dissipated abroad, some of you, the reason why your spare time, apart from your work, there is no effort in the church because most of it is in politics. And this year we will see your show.
That's right.
It's true. Part of your mind, politics, social work, everything. That's why spiritually there's nothing left. Even there's no energy left to pray. You can't even pray. Because you shed all your time, all your energy, all your effort has been given away. That is the same reason why your business doesn't work. Because you are doing a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of this, a bit of that. You've not given yourself to your work that you are doing. It's not working well. If I was a politician, I would be a full-time politician. Whatever I do anyway, I do it 100. 100. I don't have any 90% work I do. So 16 things, Paul, that you can learn about the importance of concentration. I want you to write down these points because I know that it's going to help you. Number one. Every great human achievement is the result of concentration. Every great human achievement is the result of concentration. Amen. Focusing. Every great achievement by human beings. Going to the moon. Do you know how many years they focus on going to the moon and spend money to go to the moon? The Wright brothers who tried to fly with wings on their hands and tried to make a plane and flew the first ever plane. Huh? Is the focus, they focus on that. We can fly, we can fly. With as far back as 1911, they were forcing to fly. Every great human achievement is the result of somebody concentrating. What you see in Lighthouse, this is what God told me in 19 whatever. He said, give yourself wholly, wholly to the ministry. Because I was a doctor, I was a businessman, I was a pastor. But God said, give yourself wholly, totally. Focus on, concentrate on the church. Wow. One thing. I had a tipper truck in those days. I said to my tipper truck, it's over, boy. My tipper truck was like my friend. It was color blue. I have done so many operations on it that I could not easily let it go. I went to park it by the roadside. Because in Ghana, we sell cars by the road. But when there is a good government, no car will be sold by the roadside in Ghana again. All cars will be sold. You go to Amazon and beyond. You see the car market. Ghana car market. People will come from all over West Africa to go to Ghana car market. How many think it's a good idea? Those of you who are politicians, Ghana car market, they will come from all over the world. Just like in Amsterdam, Holland, they go to, what's this town called? Utrecht. They drive there, you see the cars, like a sea. Ghana car, people come from Nigeria, Niger, this Ghana car market, international cars, used cars, second-hand, best cars found in Ghana. Only we need a leader who will point his hand this way. Do you see this way my hand is going? If your car is found in this area, by tomorrow, it will no more be your car. This way. All articulators, track heads, caterpillars, everything, this way. If we concentrate on cleaning Accra to make Accra a good city, it will just become... But we don't concentrate. We are concentrating on winning elections and cleaning the city. You can't win elections and clean Accra. We are doing so many things. The politicians are doing so many. That's why the whole country is the way it is. Do you think if we are concentrating on making roads in Ghana, every great achievement, you drive across and see, it's a roadless country. Kai, you say you went to which school? University of what? Come on. Give me an idiot who can make it. Give me a donkey, a monkey who can make a road in the country so I don't drive on dust. Give me a monkey. I'll prefer the monkey than somebody who went to whichever school. Give me a road in my country. Give me water. Let there be somebody who will focus on the people in the country, not on the politics and the hatred and the fighting, the bitter fighting among themselves. That's why there's no great achievement, because these people, their mind is on fighting one another. And bringing, do you think when they are in court, say, you've paid this money, you have this money, you've given this money to this person, do you think it's because they love Ghana? Me, my father, he was in politics. He did not much. Just at the end of his life, he was so bitter. He went and wore MPP shirt and went to do some campaign before he died. Because he had been arrested by NDC people twice. He had been put in a prison for electricity bill. Can you imagine somebody has been put in a prison and they came to film him in the prison, GTV News. They film him inside Nima police station. Film him like that. Mr. Heward Mills was today released with electricity bill. So anyway, he went and wore MPP shirt and did campaign out of his head, I'm sure. But after the elections was over, we were all in the house. And then he came to sit down by the dining table. And then he bowed his head down. He said, let me tell you something. Anybody who says that the politics, they are doing it because they love Ghana, I am telling you that he's a liar. It's not true. They don't love Ghana. They don't love Ghana. That's what he said. They don't love Ghana. Their mind is not on us. Go to Asankregua. Go to Damongo. Go to Nkwanta. Go to Salaga. Go to Bimbila. Go and see the people of this country. For 50 years, they have been led by people who are not concentrating on Ghana. Every great human achievement is a result of concentration. Number one. Number two. It's in your book. You have it. Read it. No, you don't read, so I have to read to you. Number two. Every great military achievement, military battle, war, has been won by concentration. You concentrate on one thing and then overcome it. If Ghana concentrates on developing Ghana to be a beautiful nation just for 4 years, I am telling you, between how many want to bet with me that Ghana will be so nice? You say everybody is coming to Ghana. Raise your hand if you think so. But I can tell you, to me, 80% of the leaders' energy is not spent on making Ghana a beautiful nation. So, military. Wow. Example, when Britain was invading Germany, you see, Hitler has stood inside the middle of Germany in Berlin, sending people, thinking that yes, he's bombing people. He bombed everywhere. Bomb Warsaw, Poland, Amsterdam, everywhere. England, he bombed. You can't bomb people. You can't sow the wind. You will reap the wind. It came back to him. And they came back for him. They gathered the whole America, England. They gathered in England, in a place called Kent, by the harbor there. And they concentrated on entering England, entering Europe with tanks. They wanted to put the soldiers on the ground. And they moved thousands of soldiers to just land on the beach. Oh, how they died. Because the Germans were waiting for them. They knew it was coming. They knew, where is it? Will he be here? Will he be here? Will he be here? Will he be here? Finally, they chose the day, D-Day. They call it D-Day. Oh, as they were just going to the beach, and the Germans, they sprayed and they died and died, but they kept coming. Thousands. Because they were concentrated that we will stand on the beach of France and we will drive from France to Germany. We will drive to that man Hitler. We will go to his house where he is in his room and we are going to take him out of that room. They were focused on that thing. And when they landed, thousands were all over. Look, if you ever watch the History Channel, they have something they call Know Where You Stand. Know Where You Stand. They will show a lady wearing a bikini with her child swimming and holding the child on the beach. Then they will change the scene to how it was when they were shooting. All the soldiers were dead. Know where you stand. At this place you are standing, this beach. What happened here? But they focused and they landed. After some days, they were on the beach. But it was not easy. They had to cross to enter. And it was what we call a defender's paradise. It's a paradise for the defense. They were sitting, waiting. Oh, they slaughtered. They got to a place, you know, where they had to cross a lot of rivers to enter Germany. That was even more than. But they were focused. We are coming for you in your room, Hitler. Mr. Adolf Hitler, we are coming for you. Everybody concentrated on one thing. Every great achievement. That's why we don't achieve anything. You see, sometimes you wonder. You know, sometimes when people come, say, oh, we want to come and greet me. Me, I'm not a greetings leader. Sometimes when I watch television, I say, ketsi call by this, ketsi call by this. Sometimes I wonder, don't they have something to do? No, seriously. I'm not criticizing. I'm just telling you that even me, sometimes I have pastors from all over the world. So ketsi call, this one has come from Australia, from here. Do you know, lighters we have in more than 50 countries. And all over Ghana, Sunyani in the north, Dabrongo, Tamale, Boga, Paga, Nkulugungu, where Nkrumah was born, all those places, we have churches. Right at the border with Burkina and Niger, we have all churches everywhere. I don't have time to sit down, just be receiving. I'm so many things I'm doing.
We are come to pray a courtesy call on you because we are...
I don't have time. I'm working. I know you've come. God bless you. You are blessed. Do you think we'll be here? Do you know how many books I've written? How many millions? Do you know how many churches we are building, working? Do you know the things we are doing? You think it is by doing so many things at the same time? Tell your neighbor, you haven't achieved much because you are not concentrating. Ask your neighbor, by the way, what have you achieved? I don't see your achievements. I don't see many achievements in your life. Mercy. Number three. Every great ministry accomplishes great things by concentrating. Amen. Concentrating. Now, turn with me to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. What did Jesus say in John chapter 9, verse 1? And Jesus passed by and he saw a man there. Okay? And what did he say? He went on in verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I must work, I must work, I must work. But many people, I must rest, I must rest, I must rest. I must party, I must socialize. If I was the president of Ghana, there would be no more Ghana at 29 or Ghana at 42 or Ghana at 50. It is a useless program as far as I'm going. What are we celebrating? I'll show you the bridge to Dunkerque, okay? Where there are people there who should never even, they shouldn't even bother to vote. Because people only go there during election time. But you think they are ghosts there. They are human beings. Focus on building the country instead of celebrating Ghana at 40, Ghana at 45. Funny. Funny. Number four, concentration. Jesus said, I must work if night is coming. If you are in power for 4 years, 4 years is coming. It's going. If you are in school, university, focus, concentrate. Pass your exam. If you are selling nails, sell nails well. Sell to everybody who is buying nails. Concentrate on it. You will be. Look, when I was doing a tipper truck business, I knew it's only that I was not interested in. If I give myself one tipper truck, I would have been. You will see the money that I'll be in the truck myself. That's what I learned. I'll never leave my truck for a driver. Me and the truck. When you see me, you see me. And I'll say, I'm concentrating. I'm supplying sand and stone to Tema Harbor. Concentrating. You see me in the truck, here to here, here to here, here to here. Concentrate, focus. I'll be practically on the ground. Yeah, only that, you see, my heart is the ministry. So, sand and stone supplier, honestly, it's not my main ministry. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, sometimes I'll be here, and I realize that I've even forgotten that I am having a truck. And I will say on Sunday, Charlie, where is my truck? Then I will start making calls. Where are you? We are working. When I see them, I say, where is the man? They say, oh, we have to repair the tipping motor. So I saw that I was losing. Because I was not concentrating. Tell your neighbor, you cry, do you concentrate? Do you concentrate? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Quickly. Let's find it quickly. Matthew chapter 10. Wow. I'll give you all the points. I promise 16 of them. Don't fear. Verse 5. Then Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Matthew 10 verse 5. Go not into the way of the Gentiles. And don't go to any city of Samaritans. Enter ye not. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What is Jesus saying? Concentrate on the Israel house. Finish. Concentration. Don't spread your energy on Samaritans.
I'm doing? How many things are you doing? How many churches will you go to? How many prophets will be your pastor? How many pastors can pastor you? How many businesses can you do? The one thing you have decided to do, give it your very best. Number four, concentration makes people work faster. When you are focusing, you see that it's finishing, then you start working faster. Number five, the faster you work, the more energy and interest you have in the work that you are doing. When you focus on it, you become energized. You see the same thing that you are focused on. You have more energy because you see it getting finished. You see it's happening. It's happening. As you concentrate, it's happening. It's coming to pass. My dream, my vision is happening. You become more energized. You become stronger and more vibrant. It gives you more energy because you focus and it makes you more alive and you work faster. Number six. The slower you work, the more tired you become. And more uninterested you become. Number seven. Are you writing the points? Number seven. The more delays and the more suspensions you have to your project, the more discouraged everybody becomes. Everybody becomes discouraged. When things are not finishing, things are not working. But God is telling you, focus. It is possible. This year, whatever God has placed on your heart, focus. It can happen. And God is good. Look, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Look at it. You see, this is a very important verse for people who don't concentrate. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. When your hopes have been delayed, do you see, it makes the heart sick. But when the desire happens, it's a tree of life. Do you see? So every time when you don't concentrate, you don't achieve what you are trying to achieve. You get it? Then it is delayed. Then as you are delayed and disappointed, your heart is sick. As you are sick, you become more unable to complete what God has called you to do. Concentrate. Be humble and concentrate. Tell your neighbor, be humble and concentrate on the thing God has placed in front of you. Be humble. Don't think something is too below you. There is nothing below you in this world. You are just a normal person. Do whatever God has placed on you. You can do it. You will do it and it will work in Jesus' name. Number eight. This is just chapter 14 in my book. You can read it. Number eight. Concentration depends on the ability to distinguish between the relevant and the irrelevant. Wow. Concentration depends on your ability to distinguish between the relevant and the irrelevant. And between the relevant and the irrelevant. Amen. Now, some things are relevant to you. Some things are not relevant. Amen. That's why I'm saying that for me, sitting around to receive courtesy calls, it does not help me to achieve so many things that I have to achieve for the Lord. Amen. Although it is a nice thing, and it is nice when somebody receives you, but I'm saying that many times it's not relevant to what you are supposed to be doing. So analyze what is relevant. Number nine, the greatest thief of concentration is the mobile phone. Thief of concentration, mobile phone, calls. One day I saw somebody, I was wondering whether he was the manager of the world. Hey, three phones, calls. This is call is coming. Another call is coming from here. Are you the manager of the whole world? Ask your neighbor, are you the manager of the world? Are you the manager of the whole world? And so many calls in your life. Are you the manager of this world? How many phones can you have? Everybody is calling you in the world. Are you the manager of the world? Ask your neighbor, Mr. Manager, are you the manager of the world? That is why you cannot focus even on one thing that you are doing, one meeting that you have. Every time up on the phone, hello, excuse me, hello, okay, I'll be back, okay, yeah, call me back, okay, oh yeah, what did you say? Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, call my secretary, okay, yeah, okay, bye-bye. Are you the manager of the world? When you come home, cry, hello, yeah, okay, I'll call you back. Hey, world managers in the church. Number 10, another thief of concentration, useless socializing and television watching. Anybody who watches television a lot, the person is not concentrating. It's true. People who watch a lot of television, a lot of films, of course there's nothing much they are doing. We are watching this thing.
Have you seen this thing? The spy who loved me. Now we are watching the spy who jumped on me.
Hey. So many films, you know everything. Every day you are watching, you know what is on Thursday, you know what is on Tuesday, you know what is on Friday, you know what is on Sunday, you know what is... Some of us don't even know the channels that they are. What is the name of that soap opera? Huh? Storm over, how do you know Storm Over Paradise? How do you know Storm Over Paradise? You see, you have been watching all these things. All these are not true. Look at this girl, she's been watching Storm Over Paradise. I caught you, sister. See me after, I'll give you a prize. Number 11, inject urgency into all your projects. Amen. Urgency. Hallelujah. Paul said, this one thing I do. Jesus said, I must work. I must work while it is day. Let's work now. Let's do it. Let's finish now. Everything must be now. Now. We must do it now, not tomorrow. Why tomorrow when we can do it today? Phlegmatic. I asked for phlegmatic. They said, oh, later. Oh, by all means, why should we run when we can do it? We can walk. Phlegmatic. Hey. Pray that you never get a phlegmatic in charge of a project. It will never finish on this earth. Because you need strength now. It must be done now. We must cast the concrete now. We must lay the task now. We must move now. Bring the sand, bring the stone. Everybody come. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody move. This is what we need to get things done in Ghana. If I was a president of Ghana, I would be on the road trying to move it now. Now, where are the tracks? Where is the manager? Call him for me right now. I said, no, I don't want to listen. Where is the manager? Call him right now. The guy who is doing this Adenta road. The guy who is, where is, call him now. The one who is bringing the water supply. Water supply to this area. Tessinuga, call him now. I want to see. No. Don't tell me next week there's a board meeting. I say now. Call him now. Right now, you should come to the castle now. I want to see him now. This is what I will do. Don't tell me later. No, now. Where is he? I want to ask him a question now. Yeah. That's what I want to see. How many think there will be water flowing soon? How many think there will be water flowing soon at... How many... If I go and stand at Malam as a president, I open here. From today here, I've opened... Will you vote for me? Vote here. Open here. Hey! I say, where my hand is pointing is going from today. Going. Everybody go. I'll break the middle of the road. That middle between coming and I'll break all. Just join them. In the morning it's coming. In the evening you go. Back home. One way going. Coming. 6 o'clock sharp. So if you want to come before 6. Because from 6 it is going. You cannot come back. How people will clap for me, you'll be surprised. Yeah. I will not say, oh, it's Christmas time. The man who came to pour sand in front of the Kodesh, the one who is doing the, call him now. I want to see him now. So no, because of that, after the break, we are resuming on the Sabbath. We are resuming on the Wednesday. Will you call him now? I'm giving you 30 minutes. He's in time. I say 30 minutes, he must be here. Say it's in Tema. Call him now. for rain to fall, it's going to fall. Do you know how much is one trip of sand? That thing, one trip is 800,000. They come and pour it here, then we drive over it and disappear, then they'll bring more. All our government money. All these people are being paid by government. Oh. A very funny thing that you say you are resuming on the 9th. You are joking. You have resumed already now. This is a resumption happening now. Hey. Number 12. Concentration keeps everybody from backbiting, envy, jealousy, and strife. Concentration, amazingly, it keeps everybody from striving. You know, turn to Matthew 24 quickly. I told you I'll give you all the 16 points. So. Wow. Matthew 24 verse 47. Verily I say unto you, I shall make him the ruler of my goods. Verse 48. And if that evil servant, whom you have given a job to do, shall say in his heart, my Lord delays in his coming, he shall begin to smite his fellow servants. Eh? Begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. And the Lord shall come for a day that he looketh not for him. Why did this servant say that? Go to verse 47. Because he was given a job. He said, I will make him the ruler. Before, if you read, we can't read the whole thing. He gave him a job. And as he was doing it, verse 48 says, the master was delaying. There was some time. Then he shall say in his heart, my master is not coming. So now he starts to attack other. Look, when a church is working, you don't have time to attack Catholics, to attack Methodists. Hey, have you achieved what Methodist has achieved or Catholic? You are in Lighthouse, you are going to speak about another church. You don't understand what you are saying. If you start working in the church, you will never criticize any church. You know how difficult it is. You will never criticize any prophet. You will just pray, the Lord bless them. As for me, I love all those prophets. And I always pray for them that God should help them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How many points do you have? 12. Number 13. Few people can do many projects at the same time. That is why not many people can do many. Therefore, focus on one thing. Do one thing. Therefore, many people cannot do many things at the same time. Focus on one thing. Number 14. Unfinished project. Huh. Unfinished project. Break concentration. And number 15. In the name of good works and being acceptable, many Christians have diverted from Christian, real Christian work into other things. Like health, education, relief services, politics, so many things. But it's all a diversion from the real focus of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And number 16, concentration makes everything grow. Concentration makes everything grow. Amen. Concentrate. If you have a beloved, concentrate on her. If you have a wife, concentrate. Focus. She is more beautiful than all the others. One day I was analyzing my wife. I realized that she's more beautiful than any of the girls I've met or even that I see. Well, you just have to focus. Wow, I am beautiful. But some of you are not focusing. You see somebody on television. Look, the one on television, she has put a lot of makeup. You don't see. Have you ever met some of these TV people? You say, what? What a shock. Because they never show from here downwards. You are just seeing the head. Below is an elephant. Different things are there. You can't see. What a shock. Concentrate. Concentrate. How many are going to concentrate this year? Concentrate on God. Concentrate on the church. Concentrate on one thing. And God is going to bless you greatly. Stand to your feet, everybody. I don't know why you are clapping. Everything is in the book. I gave you the book already. How many are going to get your copy out of leadership? Start reading it. It will be a blessing. You can live your life better. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing you've given to us today.
Oh God, we thank you that you help us to focus, to build up, to be in one church, to serve one God, to do one thing, to love you, to do whatever you've called us to do in our lives, to do it better by concentrating on just one thing and doing it well. Thank you for a blessing. We love you, we praise you, we thank you. You have blessed us, and we lift our hands. Thank you for urgency that is being injected into. Thank you. Take away from our lives useless socializing, television, phone calls, and other things that are just distracting us from our real work and purpose that we have to do. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed today, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you to church. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't know who you are. Maybe on this first Sunday of the year, or second Sunday, you want to say, Pastor, if I die today or tomorrow, I do not know whether I will go to heaven or hell. Please help me and pray with me. If you are here like that, I really want to pray with you. Pastor, help me to know God. Help me to find Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, wherever you are, lift your right hand up high. Pastor, I want Jesus Christ today. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. God bless you. I see all your hands. Just lift it up high. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to come into my life. I want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. Got so many hands. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to come to me. I'm coming down to meet you. Come to me over here. Just come. Just come. Walk here. Walk all the way to me over here. Come. I want to pray with you right now. Come from the back. Come from the side. Come from everywhere. Concentrate on God right now. Don't think about your name on your left or your right. Concentrate on coming to God right now. Concentrate on heaven. Concentrate on one thing. You need God. You need Jesus. God bless you. Come on. Come on to the front. God is blessing you. God is saving you. God is healing you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Surrender all. I surrender all. Come on, lift your hand, everybody. Let's sing it. I surrender everything to Jesus.
I'm sworn to be my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Lift your hands, all those of you in front. Everybody lift your hands and please join as we pray together with our brothers here. Say, Lord Jesus, say it after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. Today, I come to you just as I am. Have mercy on me. Oh God, I am a sinner. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for washing me, for saving me, for forgiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Today, I give my heart to you. Today, I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, say, Jesus, I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Please write my name in the book of life. I thank you, Jesus Christ. You have saved me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a mighty, mighty.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.